Take your Bibles tonight for one last time. Turn to Psalm 119. Psalm 119. We will conclude our study in this chapter tonight, and then you got to come back next Wednesday to see where we're going to go next. Okay? The last week we covered verses 161 through 168, and we talked about being in awe of the Word. And loving God's Word should be a natural result of the awness, of the awesomeness of God's Word. And it should lead to a stabilized life. And there were three points with this. First of all, we had to have a constant heart. In verses 161 through 163, we need a heart that's directed by the Word. When fearful in trials, the psalmist has always talked about being in affliction from people saying things against him falsely. And that goes on today. Also, when fearing God, but not fearing God to be scared of Him, but fearing God to respect Him. And then our heart needs to be constant by being delighted by the Word. It should cause us to exalt Him and to honor Him and to praise Him. And then that should cause us to be happy in God's Word in our heart. Then thirdly, the constant heart is dedicated to the Word. We need to hate the things that God hates and love the things that God loves. And He wants to denounce lies. And basically, He wants to be devoted to the truth. So in order to have a stabilized life, you need a constant heart. Secondly, in order to have a stabilized life, you need to have a constant life. A constant life that's full of praise. We have the opportunity to do it all the time. We're supposed to, in everything, give what? Thanks. And then the object is God Himself. And what we need to do is we need to be transformed by the what? Renewing of our mind. You renew your mind by thinking on God. You renew your mind by thinking on the things that are in Philippians 4:8. Whatsoever things are true and honest and pure and of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Then the constant life is a life that's in peace. We may be having trouble, and we heard a lot of trouble in our prayer request tonight. But through God, we can still have peace. Amen. We can still have peace. We can have peace with God, and that comes from salvation and being justified. We have peace from God, and that's the peace that passeth understanding. And then, lastly, our constant life needs to be a life that's in practice, and that we show God in everything that we do. We need to practice with faith, and we need to follow through. There's a lot of people in the world today that will say one thing, they'll say they'll do this, and they never do it. How many people have been let down by others? We all have, right? God will never let us down. And we should not let Him down either. Amen? So we need to have a constant heart. We need to have a constant life. And then we need to be constant keepers of His commandments. Firstly, out of love for God and His Word. He says, if you love me, what? Keep my commandments. And then if we keep His commandments, we will have a life of obedience. Don't tell me you're a follower of God's Word if you're not living it. Don't tell me you're a follower of God's Word if you're not doing the things that God tells us to do and avoiding the things He says to avoid. So, we need to be a constant keeper of commandments. So tonight, one last look. And we're looking at verses 169 through 176 of this psalm. But my plea for you tonight is do not let this be your last look at God's Word. Do not let this be your last look at God's Word. I would hope that Sunday morning and Sunday night and Wednesday night are not the only times that we think about God. We need to think about Him all the time. So the letter tonight is Tau. It could also be spelled T-A-U. But it means to mark. In Galatians chapter 6, verse 17, Paul writes to the Galatian church, he says, I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. You know, if we are truly saved, we will be different. People can mark us. We will be an example. Paul said, be followers of me as I'm a follower of Christ. He tells the Romans, he says, mark them as examples to who to follow and who not to follow. Folks, what we think down here is marked by our lifestyle. And salvation should cause us to have peace. Salvation should cause us to have joy. Those are marks that other people can see. On the other side, sin has its marks. You know, we should not be happy living in sin. We should not be happy breaking fellowship with God. And so our life is marked by what we believe. And so the psalmist has that, and every verse starts with the letter Tau. And so in verse 169, a recurring theme, he says, let my cry come near before thee, O Lord. Give me understanding according to thy word. Let my supplication come before thee. Deliver me according to thy word. My lips shall utter praise when thou hast taught me thy statutes. My tongue shall speak of thy word, for all thy commandments are righteousness. Let thine hand help me, for I have chosen thy precepts. I have longed for thy salvation, O Lord, and thy law is my delight. Let my soul live, and it shall praise thee, and let thy judgments help me. And here's an incredible ending to this psalm. I've gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek thy servant, for I do not forget thy commandments. I find it interesting that it ends this way. You know, the first psalm says, blessed is the man that does all these things. That's in the first psalm. And here we have the longest psalm. And in the end, he says, I have gone astray. You know, we all can go astray in a heartbeat. And that marks us. That marks us as a lost sheep, or when we're doing following God, it marks us as an obedient sheep. So tonight, there's 3 points out of this, okay? In verses 169 through 172, the psalmist is asking God to hear him. And in verse 169, he says, Lord, hear my prayer. Lord, hear my prayer. He says, let my cry come near before thee, O Lord. The issue is sometimes we pray and we really wonder if God hears, don't we? We want our prayers to be effective. The psalmist here wants his prayers to be effective. He wants his prayers to reach God. Folks, that should be what we all want to. And so he says, Lord, hear my prayer and have it be received. In Isaiah says, your prayers go against a heaven of brass. It just bounces off. But he wants his prayer to be heard. Don't you want your prayers to be heard? Don't you want your prayers to be heard? In Psalm 17, verse 1, hear the right, O Lord. Attend unto my cry. Give ear to my prayer that goeth not out of what? Feigned lips. Lips that say one thing, but the heart means something else. So the issue is he wants God to hear his prayer, and God will. However, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will what? Not hear me. And he says here, give me what? Understanding. You know, sometimes we get into distress, we get into situations, and we just don't know why we're there. I think the greatest example of that is Job. Job was doing all things right. God marked him and called him out and singled him out as someone who was righteous. And then all these things start happening to Job, And he's getting bad advice from everybody, including his wife. And he just didn't understand. He says, Lord, hear my prayer. Have it be received and have it bring a response. You know, I think sometimes we pray and we don't believe that it'll happen. We pray that God won't give us what we're asking for. Well, God says this. The Bible says this. If any man what? Lacks wisdom. Let him what? Ask of God. Ask and ye shall what? It'll be open. Seek and you'll find. Ask, it'll be given unto you. Okay? And so, we need to have it bring a response. In Matthew chapter 18, it says, where two or three are buying something on earth, pray about it, it's bound in heaven. It's done. And we need to pray as if it's done. When our prayer goes up, if we're right with God, God says, if you ask anything according to my will, I'll do it. And so we need to consider it as being done. In Job chapter 32, verse 8, it says, but there is a spirit in man, and the inspiration of the Almighty, what? Giveth them understanding. See, we need understanding. The writer of Proverbs said, you need to get understanding with all you're getting. Get wisdom. Get understanding. Understanding is to have discernment. And when we're trying to discern God, we can't do it in our finite mind. We can't do it in our carnal mind. We can't do it in our natural mind. We have to have a spiritual mind. And so he's praying here. He says, give me understanding what? According to who? Not according to what I think, but according to the Word. So, Lord, hear my prayer and have it get there. Lord, hear my prayer and have it bring a response back to me that's according to your will. In Proverbs chapter 8, verse 9, talks about understanding. It says, they are all plain to him. All the things that wisdom brings are understandable to him that what? Understands. So, you know, we pray out, God, why is this happening to me? We need understanding. We need to find out the root cause and the reason. What lesson do you have? Give me understanding so I can do your will, God. They are all plain to him that understandeth, and what? Right to them that find knowledge. So, in verse 169, Lord, hear my prayer and let it be received. We need to be in right standing with God and the Word. Lord, hear my prayer and have it bring what I request. And let's pray with faith that it will be done that way. In verse 170, there's a second prayer. His first prayer is for understanding. You know, you can't build things without instructions. You can't go the correct way without a map. Don't laugh. Okay? We all make mistakes when we try to go our own way. And so he says, give me understanding. And then his second prayer is a petition. In verse 170, he says, let my supplication come before me. Deliver me according to thy word. Hear the petition that is presented by me. Now here's the point. Who's praying this prayer? The psalmist is. Why? For something that the psalmist needs. Don't ask for people to pray for you if you're unwilling to pray for yourself. You need to pray for understanding. To figure out why these things are. Understand that it will be received by God. Understand it will bring the response that's coming down. And then basically, we need to have a petition. The petition that's presented by me says, let my supplication. I need this. We sing the song, I need thee what? Every hour. Psalm 55 verse 2 says, "Attend unto me and hear me. I mourn in my complaint and make a noise." In both of these prayers, he wants God to hear him. He wants to get in God's presence. He wants these things to have effect. The effectual, fervent prayer of a what? Righteous man avails much. It'll reach out and it will touch God. So he says, "Lord, hear the petition that's being presented by me." And what is he asking for? He's asking for deliverance. "Lord, hear the petition that's presented by me, and then I know that you're going to give me an answer that's going to be provided for me." He says, "Deliver me according to what? Thy word." You know, sometimes we just need to sit back, rest, and understand what God's word is for our life. Understand what God's will is for our life. I think we would have more of our prayers answered. I think we would be at more peace with God. I think we would have a constant heart. I think we would have a constant life. And I think that we would have, we would constantly keep His commandments. So, "Lord, hear the petition, and you provide the answer for me." He says here, he says, "Deliver me according to thy word." Psalm chapter 79 verse 9 says, "Help us, O God of our what? Salvation." Obi-Wan Kenobi is not your only hope. God is. He's the only one that can do everything. And so the issue is, help us, O God of what? Our salvation. Why? For the glory of thy name. And then what does he say? And deliver. Who is first in this verse? God is. Who's first in these prayers? God is. "I'm coming into your presence. I want my prayer to get there. I want you to work for your glory. And deliver us," and what? "Purge away our sins for thy" what? "Namesake." Everything in this verse is about who? God. It's for His glory. It's for His namesake. It's for all this. Folks, that's what we need to pray for. We need to pray for the glory of God to come through here. We need to have the mark of God on us. So, "Lord, hear my prayer. Have it be received." "Lord, hear my prayer and have it bring a response." "Lord, hear my petition. Hear my petition that's being presented by me. This is my issue. You understand it, God. And then provide me deliverance." Provide me deliverance. So that's one verses 169 and 170. Then he goes in 171. He says, "My lips shall utter praise. Lord, hear my praise." Question: has God heard any praise from you today? Or are we just like a spoiled kid? Give me, give me, give me. And we won't give any glory or any praise back. "Hear my praise." He says, "My lips shall utter praise." The word for utter is to gush forth. You can't hold it back. It's like a dam breaking. And it just comes out. In Psalm 145 verse 7, "They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great" what? "Goodness." What should we praise God for? Praise God for His mercy endureth forever. Praise God for His goodness. Praise God for His protection. Praise God for everything He is. "And shall sing of thy righteousness." So, "Lord, hear my prayer. Lord, hear my petition. Lord, hear my praise." 171 says, "When thou hast taught me thy statutes." Now, here's the point. We can't praise God unless we know God. We can't praise God unless we're taught by God. We can't praise God unless we praise Him His way. Everything else falls short. So, Lord, hear my prayer. Hear my petition. Hear my praise. And then, guess what the next P is? Hear my proclamation. Hear my proclamation. 172. My tongue shall speak of thy what? Word. James says this about the tongue. He says, if you can control your tongue, you can control your entire body. Okay? Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be a what? Acceptable unto you. We need to think about that a little bit more. We need to think about this a little bit more. This issue here, let my tongue shall speak of thy word. Actually, my tongue shall sing of thy word. Same verse, same word that's in Ezra 3:11. And it says, and they sang together by course in what? Praising and giving thanks unto the Lord, because He is good, for His mercy endureth forever toward Israel. And all the people shouted with a great shout, and they praised the Lord, because the foundation of the house of the Lord was laid. Folks, when God moves in our lives, we see things move, it should cause excitement. Here they hadn't had a temple for years, for decades. And they're going back and they're rebuilding it. And they start seeing God rebuilding things that have been wasted. And they shout for praise. Folks, God wants to rebuild you. He wants to recreate you. He wants to do all these things for you, for His glory, for His name's sake. We ought to say hallelujah about that. We ought to praise Him for that. Lord, hear my prayer. Hear my petition. Hear my praise. Hear my proclamation of how good You are. Lord, hear me. Oh, that should be our prayer daily, folks. That should be our prayer daily. Well, in verses 173 through 175, the psalmist has another thing. Lord, help me. See, we ask God for this, and we ask God for this, and we ask God for this, and we ask God for this. God, fix me. Fix me. Don't fix my circumstances. Fix me, and I'll be able to deal with the circumstances. Fix me, and I'll be able to endure the trial. Fix me, and I'll see clearly. Fix me, and I'll have right discernment. And so he's saying, Lord, help me. And the only way that God can help us is by His hand. By His hand. In verse 173, let thine hand help me. I look unto the hills from which cometh my help. But it's the Lord. Some trust in princes, some trust in horses. But safety is of the Lord. Says, let thine hand help me, for I have chosen thy precepts. You know, it's a choice for us to allow God's hand to help us or not. We ask God to help us, but we won't follow His word. You think God's going to help you? Mm-mm. Exodus chapter 15, verse 7. Same concept of the hand of His help. Thy right hand, O Lord, is become what? Glorious in power. Thy right hand, O Lord, hath dashed in pieces the enemy. Now, if you understand the story of Exodus, what is happening here? They're getting out of bondage. The plagues have happened. Who caused the plagues? God's hand. God's hand. So, Lord, help me by your hand. Lord, help me by your healing. I have longed for thy salvation. Now, the word for salvation here is means to be spiritually healed. Okay? Is to be spiritually healed. It says, I have longed for thy salvation, O Lord, and thy law is my delight. Okay, who here has had the crud? Okay? You had the coughing crud. You know, I get it once about a year and all night long. Hacking and gagging and gagging. You're going up and you did that. And what do? You just wish. You say, let it stop. You long for that day where you don't cough anymore. Folks, we should long for the day for God's salvation. For His healing. So Lord, help me by your healing. In Psalm 42, verse 11, it's also repeated in Psalm 43, verse 5. The psalmist writes this, he says, why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in what? God. For I shall yet praise him who is the health, the same word for salvation here, okay, the health of my countenance and my what? God. Put God first. This stuff will work. He will hear your prayer. He will hear your petition. You will give him praise. You will proclaim his word. He will help you with his hand. He will help you by his healing. Psalm 67 verse 2 says, that thy way may be known upon what? The earth. What did the psalmist say? For your name's sake, for your sake, for your glory, for all this other stuff. He says, that thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health, the same word for salvation here, among all nations. You know, if you read Revelation, in Revelation 22 verse 2, there's a tree that bears 12 types of fruit, every fruit in its month, for the healing of the nations. Only God can bring salvation. Only God can bring healing. Only God can answer your prayer. Lord, help me by your hand. Lord, help me by your healing. Verse 175, let my soul live and it shall praise thee, and let thy judgments help me. Lord, help me by your haven. By your haven. You know, when Christ was looking out over Jerusalem, he said, oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets, how oft would I want to just kind of tuck you underneath me as a hen her chicks. In Jeremiah, God talks about, through the prophet, he says, look, he says, you try to go out and you try to find peace, you try to find deliverance by leaving the city or by not falling to the Babylonians. You're going to wind up short. You're going to wind up killed and destroyed. We find haven in God, in God's way. Sometimes it doesn't make sense, but we still find healing God's way. He says, let my soul live, and it shall praise thee. Let thy judgments help me. Psalm 62, verse 7. In God. In who?
In God.
In God. Is. Active tense. My salvation and my glory. This concept of Mark again. The rock of my strength and my refuge. Same word for let my soul live. Okay? And is in who? God. Lord, help me by your hand. Lord, help me by your healing. Lord, help me by your haven and by your protection. Isaiah 55, verse 3. Incline your ear and come unto me. That was one of the invitation messages. and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall what? Live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. So, Lord, hear my prayer. Lord, hear my petition. Lord, hear my praise. Lord, hear my proclamation. Lord, help me by your hand. Help me by your healing. Help me by your haven and your refuge and your protection. And then, Lord, hunt me. Now, this is an interesting thing. Hunt me. See, the psalmist has a common problem. His problem is this. What's he said in the first part? He says, I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Now, let's think about this, folks. For 175 verses, we've heard the psalmist proclaim the glory of God's Word and the truth of God's Word and the light of God's Word and all these things. And then around the very end, he says this. He says, I have gone astray. Like a what? Lost sheep. You know, this is a common problem. Isaiah 53:6. All we like sheep are gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. We think of the cross and we sang Christ arose tonight. We think of his resurrection and everything else. But all that was because we went astray. Adam and Eve went astray and they didn't obey God. Generation after generation after generation after generation after he got God's covenant, he blew it. Folks, it's a common problem. And here we see all this inspired enlightenment from God. And then he says this. It's a common problem. There's a common need. There's a common need. Okay? And here's where the word for hunt comes from. Seek thy servant. Okay? You know, the Bible says that in Israel, it will be called sought out. You'll be called sought out. It's a common need. Matthew 18, verse 14 says, even so, it is not the will of your Father, which is in heaven, that one of these little ones should perish. We talked about this Sunday morning. God doesn't want anyone to perish. Okay? In Luke chapter 19, verse 10, he says, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost. In Matthew, we have the parable. In Matthew 18, we talk about the lost sheep. He says, which of you, if you had 100 sheep, one of them goes stray, does he what? He leaves the 99 and he does what? Goes. The psalmist says, I've gone like a lost sheep. Now, sheep tend to get lost. And folks, when we're left to our own devices, we tend to get lost too, don't we? So what's the whole point? We need to keep our mind focused on God all the time. So, there's a common problem. He says, I've gone astray like a lost sheep. A common need. Seek thy servant. And then a common cure. He says, for I do not forget thy commandments. Folks, it's the Word of God that heals us. It's the Word of God that saves us. It's the Word of God that is a light unto our feet, that directs us. It's the Word of God that does all that. It's the Word of God that is truth. Matthew 15:24 He says, but he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. In this psalm right here, in this verse, the psalmist does not forget the covenant that God made with him. And God will save because of the covenant relationship if we turn back. I've been reading through Deuteronomy in my daily reading. And there's the blessings and the cursings in this. And it says, hey, if you do this, this happens. And when you fall away, if you do these things, I'll keep my covenant with you and I will restore you. Folks, we cannot forget thy commandments, his commandments. When we go astray and things go around us and we ask what's going on here, the first thing we should be driven back is back to God's word. Romans 10:17 says this. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the what? Word of God. It's the faith for salvation. Comes by the word of God. It's the faith for daily deliverance. Comes by the word of God. It's the faith to walk the next tomorrow. It comes by the faith of the word of God. It's all by the word of God. And it's, I do not forget thy commandments. We have a common problem. We tend to go astray. We have a common need. We need God. He is seeking us. He's like the prodigal son father. He's waiting for us to come back to him. He looks, he sees. And the common cure for all of this is God's word. So tonight, don't let this be your last look. I would strongly encourage you to go back through Psalm 119 now, that we've gone verse by verse through this, and let God speak to you. Let God direct us. Let God help us to be sheep that follow Him in all that we do. But we need to hear His word, come unto me, and you'll find rest. Amen? Let's find rest in Him. Let's stand. Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for an opportunity, Lord, to just come to your house and hear your word. Lord, hear our prayer. Hear our petition. Help us, Lord, through your hand. Help us, Lord, by healing. Help us, Lord, to be our refuge. Help us, Lord, to not fall the way of the common man, but Lord, to look to your cure, which is your word. Father, have your will and way and your word work tonight. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.